వేదో నిత్యమధీయతాం తదుదితం
మగా నక్షత్ర భరణి నక్షత్ర అండ్ దేర్ఫోర్
Christianity is a god. But he says that on Grahana, Pitru Shraddha, Vyasipata Yoga, on that day, Pina should be just added. Not for everybody, those who are doing, for them, this technical calculation. But it was there in my mind, Pina should be. Yes. But since there are so many restrictions, therefore, it is done only on alright. Then, third one, Tena Ishasya Apachitihi Vidhiyata. Tena means by that. By that means by that karma which are being done as per the prescription of Shastra, Ishasya Apachitihi Vidhiyata. Apachitihi means puja, worship, Ishasya of the Lord. Vidhiyata, be performed, be done. By that karma, the worship of the Lord should be done. Means, let every karma be a worship to the Lord. Here, yesterday when I was talking about this particular point, I quoted so many shlokas. So some people might have been put off. I got this shloka. But if you remember, while talking about every shloka, I had told that shloka is not a must. The spirit given in the shloka is important. Like I say, while brushing the teeth, we offer a prayer to Vanaspati. So there is a shloka for it. But the shloka, if you don't know, and therefore you cannot have the spirit of worship to the Lord, is not a thing. Without that spirit, as in without the shloka also, you can have the spirit of worship. Even by brushing the teeth, we worship the Lord. The attitude can be, this body is the temple of God. Devo devalayah prabhutah. And so cleaning the teeth is as good as cleaning one corner of the temple. I am serving the Lord while cleaning my own teeth. Similarly, taking bath, I am cleaning the temple. So I connect my all activities with the Lord. And I don't concentrate so much on the materialistic result. I concentrate on my attitude of worshipping the Lord through the action. And that is what was said, Ena Ishasya Apachitihi Vidhiyata. Shloka is not important. Spirit given in the shloka is important. And therefore, if we should not think, I don't know shloka, therefore I cannot do worship of the Lord. That is not the thing. The attitude of worship through action is important. Then he goes said, Kamye Matis Tyajyata. Mati has got several meanings. As yesterday somebody asked, Mati has got the meaning intellect. But here, mati has got the meaning inclination, interest. That also is a dictionary meaning of inclination. Let your inclination towards kamya karma, desire-based activity, or the activity based on materialistic desire, tyajyata, be given up, be reduced. And I gave the example of like going to the restaurant, etc. Please don't take it little too seriously. Going to the restaurant and eating is not a papa, okay? Otherwise you will have guilt, oh my God, so every Sunday we are going. It's not a papa, it's not sin. You have nice food, going to the nice restaurant, have nice food, it's not a papa. So you need not have guilt about it. Using Wi-Fi is not a papam, it's not sinful, okay? So don't have any guilt about it. I just give some example, because I want to give some mild and practical example. There are so many karmya karmas, but the karmya karma which you can understand well. If I tell the example of putra kameshti yaga, it's a karmya karma. A putra kameshti yaga means the ritual done for getting the son. That also I talked about. But that I did not highlight. Why? Because none of us is going to do that. What are you coming here? Already we have given up that. So Swamiji, you have to have we have done already. Step number 4, tick mark. So I wanted to show certain examples which you can relate. But don't, I didn't mean that going to the restaurant and having nice food is a papa. It's not papa. It doesn't say it is a papa. But what it says, as you grow in your spiritual pursuit, naturally you will outgrow. This is a natural consequence. In fact, every step it is like that. When you follow the first step, then you will be ready for the next step. You will be gliding into the next step. The journey described is such that follow the previous step, you are gliding into the next one. Slowly, smoothly, you will be bending into the second. Then third. Like in some competition, how you clear first level, and automatically you are qualified the next. Automatically qualified the next. You don't have to apply again. You are already qualified. So similarly here, when Ishasya Apachitihi, when the puja of the Lord is being done through every activity, and that itself gives you so much satisfaction, joy, that slowly you outgrow the need for kamya karma. The karma, the activity based on, prompted by this materialistic desire. I want to enjoy this, I want to enjoy that, I want to enjoy that. That type of activity, desire based on this materialistic desire, action based on materialistic desire will be slowly dropped. You will outgrow. You won't even know. You yourself might have seen this. So certain things were very valuable in certain period of our life. When we were very small, toys were so valuable. And when we got bicycle, then toys were not so valuable. We didn't require to be told that you give away the toys. Automatically we forgot about the toys. Then we got into bigger toys, you know, we were getting bigger and bigger toys. When you get bigger toy, you outgrow the smaller toy. So similarly here, when you are enjoying worshipping the Lord through your karma, then kamye matis tenchata. Automatically it happens. It's a natural consequence. Kamye madhis kyachatam. Therefore we need not have so much pressure about it. It happens. Don't suppress your desire. You outgrow those desires. And how do you outgrow? By committing yourself to something higher. When you do that, automatically the lower ones are dropped. Don't have to struggle. It happens. When you are enjoying your study here, then you don't require to know which heroine is moving with which heroes and all this gossip you earlier used to read. You don't have to read. Otherwise there are gossip websites there. And so you don't have to. I wanted to check whether such things are there. There are some websites. I was thinking there must be and I checked there. I said there. I don't know because most of the things they just talk about I don't relate to. We will talk about some Western art, this academy, the Western expert knowledge. I don't understand. So most of the things are out of my syllabus. So you don't have to suppress the desire. Automatically that. And since the desires are dropped, then desire-based activities are. Then the next one is Papaugraha Paridhuyata. You have to know where to have a comma. So, Papauga Paridhuyata. For understanding, you have to have that. Here, the fifth instruction is given. When we are chanting, we say, Papauga Paridhuyata Bhavasuke. We go up to Bhavasuke while chanting. But while understanding, we have a pause here, Papauga Paridhuyata. There one instruction or one suggestion is submitted. Acha. What is the meaning of papo gah paridhuyatam? Papa means invisible result of prohibited activities. Invisible result of the activities prohibited by the scripture. That is called papa. This particular thing we have already seen. In law of karma also we have seen, and introduction to Tattva Bodha also we have seen. Ogha. Papogha is a compound. It is a samasa. It's a compound. Consisting of two parts. Papa and Ogha. Papa. Which letter is at the end? Papa. Akar. And Ogha, which letter is in the beginning? A plus O becomes what? What sandhi is called? Vriddhi sandhi. So here, Vriddhi sandhi has come in level 1. So in my mind, sometimes level 1, level 3 is confusing. Alright, so we, from now onwards, that Nichika's class I will call level 1, Agamanandi's class will be called level 2. Shankara and his class will be called level 3. Okay, now I am setting in my mind. Designated. Alright. So in that class, all classes that Vriddhi Sandhi has come?
Yes.
Here Vriddhi Sandhi is there. Papogha. Papa Ogha. Ogha means Sanchaya. Collection. Multitude. Papogha means a collection or a multitude of papa. Paridhuyata. Paridhuyata means be washed away, be removed. So let the multitude of papa be washed away, be removed. Dhuyatam, dhulai bolte washing, laundry, cleaning. That's for dhu. Paridhuyatam means paridaha. Very well. Let the multitude of the collection of papa be washed away, be removed. What is suggested here is that when you are offering your activities to the Lord and you are more and more concentrating on your Nitya Karma and Naimittika Karma. In other words, duty-based activities. When you are doing duty-based activities more and more, Kamya Karma, the activity based on the materialistic desires is reduced. And all those activities, this Nitya Karma, this prescribed activities you are doing with the attitude of offering to the Lord, then it will fructify in the form of removal of your path. More and more I do the activities which are not meant for materialistic desire, not meant for fulfilling the materialistic desire, then karma has to fructify. How will it be fructifying? It will be fructifying in the form of removal of path. That is why when you are doing Sanjavandanam, etc., what you say? Mamo Patra Dhritakshaya Dvara. What is the meaning? Mama Upatra Dhritakshaya. Kshaya means removal. Dhrita means papa. Upatra means accumulated. Mama means my, for me. So let there be removal of accumulated papa in my account. So with this attitude you are doing that. Or simply you say, Ishvara Prityartham Idam Karomi. Ishvara Prityartham is just for the pleasure of Ishvara. Just for the satisfaction of Ishvara. I am doing this out of my love for Ishvara. This is called Ishvara Prityartham. Let Ishvara be pleased with this activity. I do not want any material benefit. Like you give some donation, that time you say, you give me the receipt, I want X tax exemption. Sometimes you give money and say, I don't want any receipt. That is what Nishkama Dana. See, when you say tax exemption, means some benefit you want out of this. So when you tell Ishvara that this I am giving you and I do not want any material benefit out of this, then Ishvara, what does he do? He accrues this particular karma into, he accrues to remove my power. He deposits my karma in the account to reduce my power. It means it is something like if you have overdraft in the bank and if you deposit money, what will happen? Your overdraft, I hope all of you know what is overdraft. Overdraft is reduced. You know what is overdraft? So you have taken more money. So when you deposit, what will happen? It will be. So similarly, whatever papam is there in your account, that will be reduced by this type of karma. The karma which you are doing not for any materialistic benefit. You are doing it for antahkarana shuddhyartham. For the purpose of the purification of the mind. That is your sankalpa. Then let there be antahkarana shuddhi, purity of the mind. Or let there be Ishvara prasada, grace of Ishvara. And thus, your papa account will come down. And what this papa would have done? This papa would have come in your way to pursue moksha. Would have created obstacles. And now, you are reducing your papa account by doing karma with the attitude of offering to the Lord. Ishwararpana buddhyaka. More and more I do this karma action with the attitude of offering to the Lord as my worship. As your worship, more you become free from papa. And thus, papo graha paridhyaya. It will happen. This is one meaning. Another meaning is, which is implied, of course, is papa can be extended to even ragadvesha. The word papam literally means invisible result of prohibited activity. But papa can also mean likes and dislikes which are causing this formal papa. Why do we do papam? One reason is we have got strong likes and dislikes. So likes and dislikes are also called papam. Anything come in your way to be happy, to get this fulfillment in life, that is papam. And ragadvesha keep you away from this fulfillment. And therefore ragadvesha also can be called papam in secondary. Therefore, papo gahpari dhuyatam also means let the multitude of, the collection of raga and dvesha be reduced, be removed. So you learn to tackle your raga dvesha. And how do you do that? Here, we can see The second aspect of Karma Yoga, which is called Prasada Buddhi. Whatever result of my karma I get, whatever situation I get, is the result of my karma, and I take it as Prasada of Ishvara. I don't have any sense of ownership on that. It is a Prasada coming from Ishvara. So when I have Prasada Buddhi with reference to every situation which is coming as the result of my karma, then what will happen? My reaction level will come down. Why? Because I have the attitude of Prasada towards the karma. As Pujya Swamiji says, four types of results are possible. Less than expectation, equal to my expectation, more than my expectation, or opposite to my expectation. All four possibilities are there. More, equal, less, opposite. In this order. Generally what happens? When one of these four types of result comes, I react to the result. If it is more than expected, when I am elated, I become arrogant. If it is equal to my expectation, then also there is a possibility that I become greedy. If I work little more, I would have got greed comes. Why did I work more? Less, of course there is a frustration. Oh, only this much. Opposite means I feel I am finished. All frustration, depression, all of them. So generally, the results of karma are creating reactions. Why are they creating reactions? Because of my life and results. So likes and dislikes are governing my response to the result of my karma. This is the mechanism. My response to the result is based on my likes and dislikes. That is why any given result does not create the same response in everybody all the time. Suppose we declare a holiday. Okay, tomorrow no class. It depends what type of response you will have, depending upon your likes and dislikes. Or we declare that from tomorrow onwards we'll have this type of food in the dining hall. We'll have only Western dishes. All means Mexican and what is called other meat, whatever, Italian and all this. Now, some of you will celebrate. Oh my God, what a nice thing. From tomorrow onwards, no sambar, no rasam. No spicy vegetables, bringing tears in the eyes. Only this, what is the, I don't even know the name. Pasta and pizza and all that. But spaghetti, no? Spaghetti. Spaghetti. Even that is names we are for India. So, some of you will be very happy. Whereas some traditional people, those who don't eat all those things, say, what is this? We will have to starve. We have to become Rishi Muni, we have to only fruits and roots only have. Only bread will be there, no roti. So people like you who don't take bread will have problems. Some people, you know, other day when bread was given, I could see the happiness. Somebody even told me, Swamiji, it looks like dream. So, you see, the situation is, I did not feel like in a dream. Only thing, I was very happy. I was happy even though I don't take it, but I was very happy that or most of the students are very hard. That gives you a lot of satisfaction. One of you got what you have been doing. So, situation remaining the same, your response is decided by your So, generally, we respond based on, governed by our likes and dislikes. And since Raga Dveshas are playing active role in deciding our response, they are becoming stronger and stronger, stronger and stronger. It is something like anybody in the house is given the importance. That person only decides what should be cooked, who should be invited, who should not be invited. So that person becomes stronger and stronger. Similarly, Raga Dveshas are deciding what type of response I should have. This is how the life of every samsari is. Now, we have brought this prasadam. Now I have decided that I will be responding to every situation based on this prasadam. So when result is more than expectation, it is prasadam. There is nothing to be arrogant about. It's a prasadam, it's a Bhagavan's grace. It's not that I have done it, it's Bhagavan's prasadam. Equal prasadam. Less also prasada. Opposite, okay. So now, prasada buddhi is deciding my response. And what is the response? Samatvam. More or less, my mind is samaha. There is an attitude of gratitude. I receive prasada. So my response is not decided by Raga Dvesha, but decided by prasada. Then what happens? Any guest who has come, if you give importance, he will extend his stay. And now you stop giving importance to the guest. And you stop giving coffee on time. Stop giving meal on time. What will he do? He has to go. Similarly, our Raga Dveshas, who were given so much importance so far, they are a jobless one. So they cannot decide my response. My prasada buddhi is deciding my response. And therefore, they feel very unimportant. And therefore, they become weaker and weaker. They are stalled. They are stalled now. Earlier, every time, what should I do? Raga Dvesha will tell. React like this. Do like this. I was a slave to my Raga Dvesha. Now I don't do that. Prasada buddhi decides. New secretary has come. He decides. The all secretaries, they are jobless. I was told in some organization where they, when they can't get rid of the person, what they do? They don't give him the work. So slowly that person understands. They see they want to quit. So similarly, Raga Dveshas are made jobless. And slowly they will be stopped. And that is how Papoga Paridhyata. That is how the multitude of Raga Dvesha is. This is the mechanism of Karma Yoga working on our situation. Because we have been saying like this. If Karma Yoga removes Raga Dvesha, Karma Yoga removes Raga Dvesha, how? This is how it works. If this is not clear, it will be a parrot repeating. Karma Yoga removes Raga Dvesha. Karma Yoga removes Antarpanishu. How does it give Antarpanishu? It gives Antarpanishu by neutralizing Raga Dvesha, starving the Raga Dvesha, making them jobless. They are weaker and slowly die. Thus, Pāpogam paridhyata. Here also one is commented says tena. Tena means by doing the karma with the Ishvarārpana buddhi and receiving the result of karma with prasāda buddhi, Pāpogam paridhyata. papaugha paridhuyatami, let the multitude of papam be removed. And papam can be seen as the negative or what is called adrishta phalam, invisible result of prohibited activity. I don't want to use the word sin, you know, papam, because here if you use it, has got negative connotation. That's why we don't use this. Even negative also has got negative connotation, but I just for the want of better what I mean. So papaha means invisible result, unfavorable invisible result, that also is removed by karma yoga, because I am doing the karma as my offering to the Lord, and therefore that particular activity is fructifying in the form of reduction of my papam. That way there is antakaran shuddhi, and also because of my prasad buddhi, my raga dvesha dhamma. Thus papo gampari dhuyatam is talking about antakaran shuddhi, purity of antakaran. And purity of antakaran means removal of impurity. And what is the impurity? Twofold impurity. One is papam, and other is raga dvesha. So these two types of impurity, papam and papa causing raga dvesha, which are, these two are impurities, and they are removed by karma yoga. Karma yoga has got two aspects, Ishvarapana buddhi and prasadana. Ishvarapana buddhi means making every action a worship to the Lord, and prasada buddhi means receiving the result as, and both of them will help you to attain antakaran shuddhi. Antakaran shuddhi means removal of impurity in the form of papam and thus karma yoga is talked about in these two ways. Karma yoga and the result of karma yoga. Now, when our mind becomes purer and purer, what is the outcome? When we have got purity of the mind, we have got clarity in our thinking. Otherwise, our mind is have that what is called a clouded thing. The mind has got very, very vague thinking. Something like the water which has been stirred, then how it will, you will not be able to see what is there down there. Similarly, here our mind, when it is full of raga dvesha and papam, then it doesn't have clear. One sign of clear thinking, one sign of purity of the mind is clear thinking. When the mind becomes pure, it starts thinking clearly. And that is what is said here. When your mind is free from this papam, twofold papam, unfavorable, invisible result, and likes and dislikes, then next one will be bhavasukhe doshonu sandhiyata. Doshaha means limitation. Bhavasukhe, in the pleasure of samsara, anusandhiyata means should be seen, should be found out, should be reflected upon. When your mind is pure, then the mind will be able to see the limitation of the worldly pursuit very clearly. You don't have to struggle to see that. You will see it effortlessly. So when papo gaha paridhuyatam, that step is followed very well, you are gliding into the next stage, and that is what? Bhavasukhe doshaha anusandhiyata. you see the limitations of worldly pursuit very clearly. So let dosha limitation in bhavasukhe, saptami vakti, in the worldly pleasure, anusandhiyata, be thought over, be meditated upon, be reflected upon. So let the limitation in the worldly pleasure be thought over, be reflected upon. When person gets relative chitta, that time itself, he starts seeing that in this worldly pursuit there are limitations. We have seen, if you remember, three limitations. The first one is what? Anityam. Anything, you know, any worldly pleasure is anityam, temporary. Somebody is a little bit temporary, I don't mind. Some people, this temporary thing doesn't appeal. This is, I want temporary only. I don't want to be stuck with any sukha. You know, because coffee sukha means only coffee sukha, coffee sukha, coffee sukha. What is this? So let it be temporary. After taking one sukha here, I will go to another sukha, another sukha, another sukha. Then we tell the second limitation, and that is dukkha mishrita swam. It is fraught with pain also. In acquiring things, there is pain. In maintaining it, there is a pain. And when it goes away, there is pain. In Sanskrit, we say, arjane dukkham. Arjane means, in acquiring, there is a dukkham. Dukkham is pain. Rakshane dukkham. In maintaining it, there is a dukkham. And in nashe dukkham. When it goes away also, there is a dukkha. And therefore, we see that nothing is having pure pleasure only. Always what? There is always hidden price. Sometimes, you know, in a nowadays, there is a price is not written in the regular figures. Then what is called a bar? What is called? Bar. So we don't see even that. This is the price. We buy everything and then afterwards, from the counter, you put it back. I don't want to buy. Oh, so expensive, so expensive. So finally come back in the toothpaste. And therefore, we see that dukkha mishrita swam is fraught with pain. And third is, he doesn't give us tripti. He doesn't give complete satisfaction. For some time, something we enjoy, where it is there, I mean, how nice it is. Like in every relationship, they say in every relationship there is a honeymoon period. Not only in married life, every relationship. When new government comes, there is a honeymoon period. Means, oh, this is new government, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And after 2 days, start complaining about that. Every situation, new house will go, very nice, very nice, very nice. Then honeymoon period is over. Like Pujya Swamiji was telling, you know, yo-yo for everything. He said, now is the married life, yo-yo. At that time, honestly, that thought, then I felt like getting up and told Swamiji, you ask, how is the force? Yeah. How is the course? Honestly, I felt like telling. If Swamiji could hear very clearly, I would have said from that, Swamiji, how is the course? Same thing, yo-yo. For some people. It's yo-yo. Joy. But for many of us, I have to ask myself also, is it yo-yo or joy? Otherwise, after 3 months, I have to write resignation. So, in every relationship, it happens. Every situation, as far as I am relating anything as I the bhokta, then this is bhanti. So it is not truthful. So in Vedanta also is a pleasure trip for me, this bhanti. If Vedanta also, oh, I have done this, now let me do one. What? So if Vedanta is a pleasure trip, then here also same thing. Honeymoon period, when you came, oh, wonderful, wonderful. Afterwards, you know, you're here. But here, the difference between other association with objects and here is, here we are analyzing that particular bhoktvam itself. What is the nature of this bhokta? And therefore, it may not be yo-yo for the people who are reading. It may not be yo-yo. It's a wonderful, every day is the day of discovery of new things. What a wonderful. And there will be some difficulties. Physically, there will be some difficulties. It can be one place where there is no difficulty. You being at your home, there did not have any problem. You have different problems. You may not have water problems, but you have to have tax problems, that problem. You don't have all these problems. You have to buy vegetables, you don't have to move here. Vegetable vendor also comes here, or fruit vendor comes here. So, situation wise, there will be always some problems. Tell me one room in the entire ashram which doesn't have problems. Tell me one room. Somebody in that room, there is no problem at all. I don't think. There will be some problems. In my room also, there are some problems. So it is not that, oh, Swami, Acharya will be wonderful. It's different problems. I cannot keep my windows open so easily. Every room will have some problem. That is the nature of samsara. Nowhere, in no place, there is complete sukha. And therefore, atruptikara. There we cannot get complete satisfaction. If you, as I told you, if you have come with this mind that this is not one of pleasure trip, this is just to see what is the nature of that bhokta, one who is seeking happiness. I want to see the basis of seeking happiness. Why am I seeking happiness everywhere? Why this journey continues every time I am seeking and not getting old? How can it get old? If that is the approach, then all other things become so simple. When you are committed to something higher, everything becomes insignificant. When you are committed to something significant, highly significant, then everything becomes insignificant. If small things become big, means there is no big thing in your life. If there is a big thing in your life, small things will remain small. We do whatever is to be done. We don't say that, well, therefore you have to put up with the problems. Definitely we do whatever. But that doesn't decide that I will not stay here. Why? Because in this ashram, braids are not supplied. No, that cannot be given. Or this particular facility is not. That will not happen. So, in life, when we are committed to something higher, then only this overcoming these difficulties is possible. Anyway, what is the thing that every worldly pursuit has got this particular problem or difficulty? It cannot give complete satisfaction. Any place, any person, any relationship. That is what said N. Sastra. Pariksha lokan karma chitan nirveda maya. In Upanishad it is said, one has to analyze all the lokan. Lokan means all the objects. Lokya devi lokaha. All the objects of experience. Pariksha. see very well. We don't say that you see only limitations. You see plus, you see minus. Both you see. And here it is said that minus you highlight because we are used to see only plus. Seeing only plus in the sense objects, we have been running after them. And therefore we are asked to see the limitations in sense objects. Limitation in sense objects. It is called antidote. In Sanskrit it is called Pratipaksha Bhavana. Whatever orientation we are obsessed with, to remove that orientation, obsessive orientation, we are given opposite orientation. To bring us to a balanced state of mind. And therefore, here it is said, Bhava Sukhe. In the worldly pleasure, Doshaha, limitation, Anusandhiyata, should be seen. Why dosha only? Because guna, these positive qualities we have been seeing. That is why we are running after that. And therefore Sastra says, you see what are the limitations involved. For dosha only sandhiyata. In other words, you see the limitations of the sense pleasure and outgrow them. By seeing that they cannot give what we are seeking in our life. That is, bhava sukhe dosho nu sanyata. Now the next one is atmecha vyavasiyata. A person when he is told that in this worldly pleasure there are limitations, they cannot give you satisfaction, then person will say, does it mean that I have to remain unhappy, a wanting person all the time? Earlier I was thinking at least that a particular setup will give me happiness. Everybody thinks like this, that if I have this type of setup, then I am happy. Everybody is chasing a particular setup, horizon line. Always you think, it's only I have only this one problem. If this is solved, then I'll be alright. Like some of you thought, when notes writing is stopped, then our problem will be solved. It didn't happen. So similarly, everybody thinks that when my son gets alright, my son gets married, or my son gets son, then I'll be alright. My daughter gets married, then I'll be alright. My this thing happens, then I'll be alright. Always we have been thinking like this. And therefore we had some hopes. And now Sastra says, you see the limitations in all those worldly pleasures. Implying that no setup is going to be perfect setup. Every setup will have limitation. So now my hope also is shattered by Sastra. Earlier I was thinking someday in some situation, I will be completely happy by having a particular setup. Now, Shastra says that is not possible. So, what will happen? I will feel very cynical. My God, this life is full of dukkha. I have come here only to suffer dukkha, suffer pain. This is my lot. There is no way out. Then, such mentality, such thinking is getting built up in the mind of a sadhaka, then Sastra says, Atmecha Vyavasiyata. There is a way out. What is the way out? Discover yourself to be limitless. Know yourself, then all your problems will be solved. This is the solution given by the Sastra, leading the sadhaka to cultivate the desire for knowing Atma. Do sitting sadhaka. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate.
शक्ति ओम शांति।